All right, this is the Marysville Board of Education special meeting of Wednesday, November 28th, 2012. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mrs. Devine.
Here.
Mr. Lasseter.
Here.
Mrs. Powers.
Here.
Okay, we're all here. There's a quick discussion on the addendum to talk about the administrative staff reduction in force regulation.
Pass them down.
Oh, sorry. There's a new one?
It's the whole packet. I didn't know if everyone had copies.
I didn't keep count.
There you go.
I'll keep coming?
Should
keep
coming.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this supplements the policy that we approved last month, correct?
Correct. This is how it gets done. How's that in the regulations that follow the policy?
Okay.
I think boards typically have to approve those because I used to
There's a clear definition that you have to approve them, not adopt them, correct?
Oh.
Right.
That's the language from Kenna.
She checked already, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, like I said, we got it today, so I'm not sure who's got questions on it. The only question I had was the open-ended part of the recall part of it. And as per our lawyer, that is by statute.
And my comment, as someone new to the board, when these things come up, if they're just totally new, then if that could be stated, or if there are changes, if changes can be highlighted or something. I don't know. I guess I struggle sometimes because I even went, like when we got them for last month, I was going, trying to find our original policy, and then I don't see anything.
We didn't have one.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, well, I do remember that this was part of the legislation, like the bullying one. I knew that we were required to adopt that or approve that. But I guess just a little bit more policy for dummies explanation. Does that make sense?
I think definitely. Go ahead, Sarita. I was
just saying, like in the future, perhaps we could redline the policies so then you can see what's different.
Yeah.
If they already exist, obviously.
Yes.
If it's all new, then
right.
It's all
if it's new, then it's new.
Very
yeah.
But
yeah.
So that you can see what's deleted and what's added.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
When they did that, did the policy adopt? You know, when we've been working on it, they didn't do that. They just give you that and say this is it, and then. We just sort of have to go through it.
But I redlined it so that you could see, because it takes so much less time when you can see what it was, what's added,
right,
what's
right,
deleted.
Exactly. Right.
So
yeah.
If nobody else can do that, I can.
Okay.
So long as I have both copies.
Yeah.
And really,
the
purpose for this policy is we didn't have one. There's no way for us to.
We had no administrative record.
That's
right. Okay.
All right.
But this just some general thoughts. Policy is, the board kind of sets policy, and it's typically kind of high-level stuff, and then the administrative or the regulations or administrative guidelines then define how those get implemented.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine, though, that the policy level that we would, it would be as general as saying, we want to make sure that whatever, it kind of supports the mission of the district, the cuts that we make. It's fair to staff and it complies with the law, So I think something as general as that would be, the policy expectation. And then, this administrative guidelines, I guess my concern I have, or regulations, I keep saying that, the concern I have there is that it seems like there's so much in here. And I know I was talking to Andy, he says the one thing about doing policy is you can look at it and you say, wow, this looks great. But then when you actually have to use it for the first time, you realize you kind of backed yourself in the corner or, it doesn't really apply very well. And I guess that's what concerns me about all the detail in here. It seems like there's so much in here that takes away flexibility. And so if our guideline is, listen, when we make cuts, we'd like to have as much flexibility so we can prioritize our mission, be fair to staff and comply with the law. But there's things in here that seem like they might have unintended consequences that might kind of undermine that. Like, for instance, there's something in there where it talks about if you get rid of an administrator, and let's say you got A and B administrator, and they kind of have relatively the same positions, and so you get rid of A, because let's say B's a, you have to get rid of one because of current situation, and let's say B is, you know, keeping in mind the mission of the district is by far who we prefer to keep. Then later on, you have to get rid of another one, so you end up getting rid of B. Then later on, you're able to bring one back. According to this policy, you have to bring back A. And that seems like it wouldn't serve that, you know, serve the mission.
Yeah, I guess the question would be: is you can lay off based on performance and some other stuff, but you have to recall based on seniority alone. Is that what the statute says? Well, actually, I have the statute.
I thought you had to take him out as on seniority too.
Only if they're in the same classification.
Right, by classification.
Okay. All right.
But nonetheless, our policy says that seniority is not the controlling or overriding consideration.
Right.
So we can look at performance, but when we recall them, it doesn't appear that we have. You know, we don't have the ability to.
That same.
Right.
You know, and that's the other thing. It's hard. It's hard to tell what's in here is put in there because of preference rather than what's actually complying with the law. You know, it seems that if it's complying with the law, there'd be some reference that in accordance to, you know. But that way, if the law changes, we don't have that stuck in our administrative guidelines that we, you know what I mean?
Right. So are there, I hear the recall issue. Are there other things you would like us to call and get guidance on?
I guess I was just making more of a general comment that it seems like, you know, when I looked at this, I didn't know how much of this was based on law. So assuming none of it is, you know.
Most of
just,
it is.
Okay.
Most of it is.
That might be where I'm thinking it takes away a lot of flexibility.
Yeah.
And I would rather the guidelines be such that you have the most flexibility when it comes to recommending who we need to let go in certain circumstances. So, I guess without knowing what's law and what's not, it'd be very difficult to. I can go through there and say what stuff doesn't make sense, but then you can say that's the law.
I agree with your comment about the you know, bringing them back, that you would have to go with the ones who spend the longest. And in your example, that doesn't make sense. So.
Right,
especially if you.
Yeah.
And this may not apply now, but further in the future, it very well may apply. You know, if you had to select between the two and you did it on performance, you know, why it doesn't make sense to bring back someone who was a higher performer who you had to let go and bring back a lower performer back just based on seniority.
Yeah, so this doesn't appear to be affected at all by House Bill 153.
No, there's no. Nothing in there about it. Okay. It was for all the stuff for teachers in there. It says in there it was effective until 24th of September.
That's kind of crazy. Well, how about we seek some further clarification around recall of administrators with Tom and Bill. That's who we work with.
And then maybe make it see if it can correlate with C, you know, that.
Correct.
Yeah. That bringing back would correlate with that same kind of scenario.
If we can add the same language or get rid of it, either way.
Right.
Yes. I mean, that was just one example. I think my general thing was the flexibility, but I don't know. I guess it would be really helpful to know what in here is based on law and what's not.
Maybe bold something if it's in there because.
I got to tell you what, as you look at that, there is not much there. It seems to be a lot of that is just
pretty general.
I mean, I don't know how they, like I said, when we got that today, the way I interpreted that was didn't appear to be the same way that apparently the law, you know, the people who have law degrees interpret it. Because when I look at it, I was like, that didn't seem quite right, but.
Mm-hmm. Did you go back to the other sections it references?
Yeah, but most of the other ones are just, you know, reasons. And that one's for reasons for layoff, and so.
But I think we all can agree, though, that it would be best to have the most flexibility.
I mean, if you look at that and say, that supports our mission and our beliefs and everything else, and if you could do that, and maybe if you happen to think about another question or two in the next couple days, we should send those out.
But we'll call Tom and kind of get an overview on that as well.
Thank you.
Okay, and then if there's nothing else, we're going to go into executive session then. Anybody have any other public comments they'd like to make? Okay, hearing none then. I need a motion to move into executive session, please.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, we are in executive session at 4:43.